B-Pod Studios.
Now, Bizarre. WMMR presents Bizarre. Kristen and Steve's Bizarre File.
So we'll start with this. A Sandusky area man is temporarily banned from a local library because he was watching porn on a public computer while drinking a beer.
Yeah.
This is in the library.
That's the way to do it.
An officer was approached Tuesday just after 7 p.m. by a library goer who reported a man watching pornographic material on the computer at the West Adams Street branch. Police.
He's having a good time.
Police found Clarence Stoll looking at inappropriate content while drinking a Budweiser. Several empty cans and some that were unopened were also found in a bag under his computer.
Well, not done yet.
The 40-year-old man initially gave police his brother's identity, but the officer recognized him and threatened to charge him with providing false information if he wasn't honest.
Could you give that to me with the other hand?
He will be charged with trespassing if he returned to the library within the next 60 days. He was cited for having an open container in a public place. We'll stick with some beer on this. Let's listen to this story. Chaos erupted outside a popular Brooklyn brewery Friday night when an apparently annoyed craft beer hater pulled a gun on a long line of people who were waiting to buy the latest designer IPA.
Jesus.
No shots were fired during the squabble outside the Other Half Brewing Company, and a suspect was being questioned on Saturday.
Goddamn, yeah!
The gun-slinging skeptic struck around the corner from the brewery, where beer lovers with camp chairs and hand trucks regularly line up overnight to buy limited-run $18 four-packs and collectible cans sold when the door opens Saturday mornings. Now, I, too, with this guy, think that's pretty silly, but I'm not going to go whipping out a gun on people.
Yeah, no, I got
so you. It was around 9 p.m. when the gunman...
A samurai sword.
And a woman he was with allegedly confronted the long line of hops hipsters. A person there in line said, we were hanging out. The line was going around the block at that point. We were just chatting, not really doing anything. It was a dude and a woman. I think they were drunk. The pair who were staying at an Airbnb began mocking the beer lovers for standing online overnight for the release of 10 beers with names like Bourbon Barrel Aged Bananiversary Imperial Stout and All Six Anniversary Everything Chocolate Peanut Butter Crunchy Imperial Stout. First, the taunts flew. Then some of the camp chairs, the witness said. The belligerent couple disappeared back into the apartment building. Soon afterward, the man came back outside to glare at the line again. He began drinking a can of White Claw hard seltzer, which may have been just another taunt, and just shouted a bunch of crap at the witness had said. So we talked some crap back to him. The guy was telling us that we were a bunch of idiots waiting in line for beer. So I said, oh, what is this, the only Airbnb you can afford? And then he got super pissed and threw a White Claw at us, which was the funniest part of the night.
Beer fight.
A woman online dodged the flying inferior can, then yelled, why are you throwing beers at a girl? That's not cool, man. And then he goes, okay, well, how about I put a Glock in your mouth?
Oh, damn.
And then he just walked inside. Nobody thought he would actually have a gun, but who the hell would bring out a gun over something this stupid? 5 minutes later, the guy came back out in hand. He said it was a Glock 19. At that point, we de-escalated the situation, and he put it away and went inside.
Whoa, bro.
Well, they promptly called the police, and 30 seconds later, he said like 8 cop cars came down. The last of the beer lovers saw the gunman was when cops hauled him out of the apartment building in handcuffs. The folks online confirmed his identity. Cops took him away. He looked average, the guy said. Honestly, he looked just like a regular white guy with a beard. guessing his age was around 30 and that he was from somewhere in the Midwest. A worker at the brewery said on rare occasions a fight may break out in the beer line, but he's never heard of a gun being pulled before on a Friday, before this past Friday.
No, he was serious.
Yeah, yeah. City of Vancouver staff says it is investigating whether an event at the Vancouver International Boat Show that features a squirrel water skiing violates municipal bylaws. And yes, Twiggy, the skiing squirrel, is performing for the first time in the Vancouver edition of the show this week in what is described by organizers as an educational life jacket and water safety presentation.
And Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel.
The event, which involves a trained squirrel using miniature water skis to navigate around an indoor pool, came under scrutiny after the City of Toronto announced Friday that Twiggy's performances the week of January 17th broke its own municipal bylaws. Toronto Mayor John Tory said people decided years ago in the city government, and I think with the support of the population, that we weren't going to allow animals like squirrels to be taken in by people. They're wild animals. Vancouver municipal staff issued a statement explaining that while the eastern gray squirrel is not considered wildlife and is not prohibited in Vancouver, rodents cannot be used as entertainment.
You can't use a rat for a show?
Businesses are prohibited from using rodents in competitions, exhibitions, performance, or events according to Schedule A, Section 13 of the city's business prohibition bylaw number 5156 said in the statement. Should the operator be found to be in contravention of the bylaws, the city will issue a warning letter.
Well, then they had to cancel the all-possum death of a salesman.
Right? Yeah. And then your rat-juggling act, Steve.
I know. It's so good, too.
You were up to five rats, which is, I mean, pretty impressive.
It's pretty amazing.
I love the fact that they're going to this much brouhaha over Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel.
And Twiggy, the water skiing squirrel.
It can't be the same Twiggy. What's the life expectancy of a squirrel?
That's a good question.
Well, I know they kill him after every performance.
Right.
And then they hot glue their paws to the...
By the way, they now have a GoPro that they hook up on the line that Twiggy hangs onto while he's skiing. So you get this really up-close shot of him. It's actually pretty freaking funny.
So what is the life expectancy of an average squirrel?
I don't know, but it's not the same one.
There's no way.
Because we've had that clip for 15 years or more.
I doubt.
Maybe longer.
Unless they're like, you know...
One last story. And I love this story. It's a local one out of Haddon Township. A kid put up signs advertising a Chewbacca roar contest. The contenders came in by the hundreds. The voicemails, about 150. The calls themselves, around 500, according to Seamus Tulane. Tulane was the victim. There's no prize in this. It was a prank pulled off by his best friend, Noel Hecht. And he said, Noel said, I printed out 50 flyers that said Chewbacca Roar Contest. They all had his number on it and a $50 award for the best impression.
So people were leaving messages on his phone?
Yeah, Tulane said for the first week, I was fuming. I was actually plotting revenge with a similar concept. Hecht and Tulane are both freshmen at Haddon Township High School.
That's pretty good, man.
And to pull this off, Hecht put the signs up everywhere from his neighborhood in Collingswood to Audubon, even in the city, including Reading Terminal Market. And Tulane had pleaded with his friend, why, man, why? Hecht's response was, I was bored.
That's good, though.
That's outstanding.
That's a good one.
I love it.
93.3 WMMR, audio on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
It's the Bizarre File Podcast.
A Florida teacher is facing felony drug charges after police say she tried to buy methamphetamine while she was teaching.
Hey, does anyone have any meth?
Valerie Lee Prince, a first grade teacher at Jacksonville Heights Elementary School, was in contact with an undercover officer. An audio recording revealed a woman talking to an officer about buying an $85 eight ball or an eighth of an ounce of methamphetamine.
The kids are being a real drag today.
The woman identified as Prince is heard telling the undercover officer he can come to the school. He can be there before kids arrive at 8:30 a.m. or during her lunch break at 11 a.m. According to the officer, it was a pretty nonchalant request, and the indication was that it was no big deal to the suspect.
I'm reading Charlotte's Web to them today, and I really want to put a lot into the performance.
The teacher intended to leave the classroom of first graders to buy the narcotics, use some, and save the rest for her boyfriend.
No, that's very nice.
She was charged with possession of methamphetamine.
It's a good teacher.
A seafood salesman has been found guilty of smuggling more than near $100 million worth of endangered live eels out of the UK.
Wow. Yeah. $100 million?
Gilbert Koo transported the rare elvers from London to Hong Kong, hidden underneath other fish between 2015 and 2017. He was caught after Border Force authorities found 200 kilograms of the European glass eels, which are critically endangered at Heathrow Airport in the first seizure of its kind in the UK. Koo, who was found guilty of three counts of failure to notify movement of animals and three counts of evasion of the export of goods, is being held. He kept the live eels imported from countries within the EU in a barn in Gloucestershire before repackaging them to be exported to Asia. Eels fetch more than 10 times the price they would in the UK on the East Asian black market, where they are considered a delicacy and are in high demand, apparently.
That's an insane amount of money.
Yeah, it says nearly $100 million worth of eels. That's
crazy. Unbelievable.
Yeah. A high school student was seriously burned in the middle of school. She says a classmate set her pants on fire for no reason. And now that other student, 18-year-old Andre Allen, is facing serious charges.
The old set the pants on fire gag.
Yeah, the victim was inside Perry Traditional Academy in Pittsburgh when the unprovoked attack happened. She was treated for second-degree burns to her knee.
Jeez.
Allen had a lighter and was walking down the hallway. The other student was actually talking to the assistant principal when police said Allen bent down and lit her pants on fire.
She's talking to the assistant principal at the time?
Yeah. The principal helped the victim actually put the fire out, but the damage had been done. School police said Allen, it lit the student's frayed jeans on her right knee.
We used to do that.
Yeah. And she was treated for second-degree burns. Actually, it caught really, really quick, Nick.
Wow.
And investigators say the incident was caught on the school security cameras. Police have entered that as evidence in the case. Allen is facing aggravated assault, reckless endangerment, and arson charges.
Did anyone ever go up in your case?
No, but I forget why we did it. Like, would it just burn quickly and then go out? Or
there was probably it.
The phrase do, yeah.
No one wants to cause knee damage.
No, but there was some quick thrill that would come as a result. And so, we did that.
Like a boner?
Not a boner, per se. Well, it was high school, so...
Yeah. You probably got wood for that.
Just got a match boner.
Man, I got another boner.
Got a flame boner.
I got a flame boner.
So this guy's facing arson charges.
For setting someone's knee.
I got a boner.
He's on fire. That's just a crazy world we live in with those kids, Preston.
The natural world never fails to surprise us either. And there's an encounter between an orangutan and a man in Borneo that has melted hearts all over the world. Amateur photographer Anil Prabhakar captured the fleeting moment in which one of the Indonesian island's critically endangered apes stretched out its hand to help a man out of snake-infested water.
I'm just an orangutan, but I know you need help.
Prabhakar,
and I extend my hand to do so.
Was on a safari with friends at a conservation forest run by the Borneo Orangutan Survival Foundation. When he witnessed the scene, it's pretty wild. The picture, it looks like this ape is saying,
helping.
Come here, I'm going to help you out. There was report of snakes in that area, so the warden came
go
over.
Ahead, take my hand, roast beef.
And Brodozer.
Brodozer.
And he was
clear. I saw you struggling in that snake pit, and I had to help.
The warden was clearing snakes. The photographer said, I saw an orangutan come very close to him and just offer him his hand.
Isn't that wild?
He said it was difficult for the guard to move in the muddy, flowing water. It seemed as if the orangutan was saying, may I help you, to the man. The photographer said, I just grabbed that moment.
Give me your wallet.
It was really emotional. Venomous snakes are predators of Borneo's orangutans, which are under threat from forest fires, habitat loss, and hunting. The guard apparently then moved away from the ape and climbed out of the water when Prabhakar had asked why he moved away. He said, they are completely wild. We don't know how they'll react. He said the entire encounter lasted just 3 or 4 minutes.
So the ape's trying to help out and he blows him off?
Yeah.
Don't leave me hanging here, roast beef.
Yes.
Trying to help you.
But it's a pretty wild picture, yeah. Well, a man who police say was hiding out in the rafters of a grocery store and stealing merchandise for weeks has been arrested.
The Phantom of the Grocery Store.
Last month, police released surveillance video from the Hagen Northwest Fresh Market showing a man who would appear from the rafters of the store after hours and steal items like cigarettes.
I'm above the cereal aisle. That's where I live.
A tipster was able to identify the man.
The Phantom of the Supermarket's here, inside your ceiling.
And police served a search warrant at his home.
There was a spill, you see, on aisle 3.
Where he was arrested. Police no longer believe he was living in the ceiling of the Hagen Market. Police looked.
Let's round up cards.
Police
every brought over there by the Pop-Tarts. It's life inside the store.
Police looked in.
Oh, damn up the supermarket here above aisle three.
That could still be an exciting show.
It would be amazing.
Police looked into his background and found that he has a history of construction and roofing, which would explain how he was able to access the ceiling and come and go as he pleased.
That's the phantom of the supermarket.
Yeah, the man was also found with $8,000 worth of goods from the store, including top shelf liquor, cigarettes, and expensive wheels of cheese. The phantom of the supermarket.
Do not stealing look at my face. But you have such wonderful cheeses. It is the only thing I have. You love me only for my cheeses. I love you for who you are. No, I say no. It's all about my cheese. My cheese is everything. Inconvenient wheels. You try to make me slip with banana peels.
Also, so he was stealing top shelf liquor, cigarettes, and expensive wheels of cheese.
One of the wheels of cheese was $400.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a big show at the BB&T, Wheels of Cheese.
He also caused $13,000 worth of damage to the store. He's facing multiple charges of burglary and theft. And there you go. That's what I have in the supermarket.
Thanks for listening to Preston and Steve's Bizarre File podcast. Go to PrestonandSteve.com, click on demand for full show podcasts, and to subscribe so you never miss an episode.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.